It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in four straight. And for the first time since 1990, the Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
Didn't work out so great in 90, but we understand. Judd Surratt on the call, 98.5 The Sports Hub, your home for the Bruins, who are headed to the Stanley Cup Final. Final hour here of Agenda Free Friday, which is brought to you by our friends at the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Just resetting some of your Bruins thoughts here. It's been a while since we hit on them. Today, I think it was once again the thing that stands out to me most about the team. Second to the goalie, which is self-evident. And I think, you know, obviously their story starts with Tuukka Rask. And maybe it feeds into the second thing, which again stands out to me. And that is their performance in the big situations this playoffs. Facing elimination, when they have a chance to eliminate the opponent, when they get a stranglehold, and their ability to close. And I think they've been at their best in that situation. In their last three rounds in which they had a chance to eliminate the opponent, Game 7 against Toronto, Game 6 against Columbus, Game 4 against Carolina, they allowed one goal in the three games. Outscoring their opponents, let's just do it right here, 11-1?
Something like that.
I mean, I'm not as good as math as you, but was it 4-1 against Toronto in that first one?
Sounds right.
And I think it was 3-0, and then it was 4-0 last night. So whatever that adds up to be. So that, to me, tells you something. And even in stretches, even in some of these series where they were not in control, I think for a large portion of that Toronto series, they weren't in control of it. And there were portions of Columbus where they weren't in control of it. And there were even little snippets here against Carolina where they weren't. Although the Hurricanes are just a tomato can. Horrible, wretched opponent. But there were still times that the Bruins, you know, were
first period of game one and the first period of game three.
There were even some periods here in game four that, you know, where Carolina had possession. All I'm saying is no matter what the tenor of the series, when it came to that time, the Bruins felt like they slowed the game down. They limited chances. They sort of played to their pace. And they were never hanging on when it mattered most. They were hanging on at different parts of these playoffs and different parts of these series. But when it mattered most, it felt like they were in command. And that is, I think, a great sign for the team. And so they have that quality to them, that winning quality and that thing, which is tremendous, obviously. I also think they show great resilience. You know, they lose somebody, they win. They have a bad call go against them, they don't lose their heads. They have a bad, very few this year with Tuukka Rask, but in the few occasions he has allowed a bad goal, it hasn't snowballed into something worse. Last night, you're without your captain and your best defensive defenseman still. Chara has struggled, but he's still, I don't know if it's him or Carlo as your best defensive defenseman, but let's just say one of your best defensive defensemen and your captain. They lose him and they pitch a shutout. That's sort of been what this team has been all season long, and it continues right now.
So to answer your question, it was actually 12-1
in those games because Bergeron got that garbage empty netter at the end as the clock ran out. Remember that?
Against Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So that made it 5-1 in that game. So 12-1 in those, you know, clinchers, if that's what you want to say.
And Tuukka Rask has allowed one goal in those three clinchers. I think he has something like a 990 save percentage. I don't know what it is, like 103 saves on 104 shots, something like that. And that's what you've been in these closeout games.
Yeah. Look, they have an iron jaw. They have an iron jaw. You can punch them and they don't go down. That's the thing, really, is, and you see it, this period turned in the first period of game, this series turned in the first period of game three. I mean, they were getting pounded. It went in nothing. The Columbus series, they're up 2-0 at the end of the period when the puck hits the screen and Columbus gets a garbage goal. It's 2-1. I told you, I was sick to my stomach on that one. I say it felt like they were behind at the end of that period. They come out, they still win the game. I mean, they take shots, they take hits, and they just iron jaw. They are tough. They are a mentally tough team.
You mentioned the word resilient. Resiliency, that has been their best attribute for months, not just this playoff run. That's been their best attribute for this whole season, really, and they've shown it in spades here during this run.
Thank God the Carolina Hurricanes are out of our collective faces.
Oh, that too.
Way to ruin the playoffs. Pretty hard product to ruin. Pretty good product, typically speaking, the NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs. You don't get many throwaway series. You may get some mediocre teams that get through every now and then, but when a mediocre team gets through, it's generally because they're playing their asses off or they have some sort of intangible quality or good goaltending or something that they bring to the table. This Carolina team, oh, please. Good God, can I get my playoffs back now? That was freaking boring. I'm saying that's, and it's rare that if your team's going on a Stanley Cup run that you get boring nights. But that series, that was the Patriots tomato can equivalent, that series.
I mean, the more you watched, the more it became painfully apparent that they are really average.
Second city.
It's an average. I mean, the definition of average. They don't have enough talent on the front end. They just don't have guys that can score. Not really. The goalie is average.
Goalies.
Yeah, goalies. And they have, they got some good young defensemen. They do.
Who play the wrong way.
But, man, they give you way too much room in that zone. Again, it just felt like when the Bruins needed to score last night, they scored.
Okay, so now you're looking at, and this is something you're going to talk about ad nauseum, but it's legit, and that's the layoff. You're going to have a big layoff. It's going to be 7, probably 10, probably 11 days. Unless, and basically we'll give it to you again, it's probably going to start on Memorial Day, unless this San Jose series closes in 5. If San Jose can win the next 2, then you may start Saturday the 25th, Friday the 24th, something like that. So that's really what it's going to be. If it's not Thursday, if it's not Friday or Saturday, the 24th or 25th, it's Monday the 27th, Memorial Day, 11 days. It's going to leave a mark. It's going to be hard to overcome. A lot of stats, a lot of analysis, a lot of research out there that supports it. You know, the one that really surprises me, I heard it last night, the last 5 Stanley Cup winners, the last 5 went 7 games in the conference finals. The last team to sweep the conference finals and win it all was 9 years ago, the Chicago Blackhawks. So it's rare, and you see it from series to series as well. When a team plays only 4 games, then they come off and play a team that just got off a 7-game series. Game 1 usually goes to that team that went deep. And then maybe the wear and tear piles up as the series goes on. But to start, you're usually behind the 8-ball, and I don't know how the Bruins avoid it. They're not going to. So that's a big challenge for them to be ready to go game 1. I also think when you get to the finals, the whole thing about that wear and tear is mitigated because they add in extra travel days. Between here and San Jose or even St. Louis, I think there's going to be 2 days off in between every, you know, between games 2 and 3, 2 days off. Between 4 and 5, 2 days off. Between 5 and 6, 2 days. I think you get 2 days and those travel days. So that sort of mitigates that wear and tear. So there's no real value to sweeping in 4. There's not. It actually hurts you a little bit, and they're just going to have to overcome it. So we'll see. We'll see about that. And that's that. Thank God that's over. Get our playoffs back and get a real series. The next one's going to be a real series, whether it's San Jose or St. Louis. But as we've been saying all along, you want St. Louis from an entertainment standpoint.
Carolina's.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, see? Yep. Freudian slip. You're right.
Freudian
yep.
slips.
Go Blues.
So,
play Gloria.
So why are you rooting against San Jose?
Selfishly, because it feels like they're going to send us. Well, I don't want to travel all the way to San Jose. I have friends in St. Louis, and they have great barbecue. And I like that whole Gloria thing. Not that I want the Blues winning games, but they'll probably win 1 or 2, so I want to hear that, too. I'm in for fun.
I'd much rather have San Jose.
Blues are a better story.
I mean, if I'm going to get on a plane, it might as well be for a good series.
And there'll probably be an easier out. And I just want the easiest route for the Bruins so they can win this thing in like 5 or 6 games.
So what's interesting is that San Jose will be far more interesting on the ice, trust me. The way they play, they're offensive, they always attack. There'll be goals back and forth. There'll be momentum shifts back and forth. San Jose also has far more identifiable and interesting characters on their team. You'll learn to love, hate Brent Burns, Eric Carlson, the whole Joe Thornton thing I don't even need to mention. And that's San Jose. They also have that historical collar around their necks as they're one of the great, last great playoff choke artists in all of playoff in all of sports.
Same with the Blues.
With the Capital. No, the Sharks are worse. The Sharks have been better for longer. The Blues, the Sharks have been, they've had Joe, since Joe went there, they've been one of the better teams in the league, and they have nothing to show for it.
The only thing I don't like about the San Jose matchup is they got mojo.
And so that should scare you. They're Destiny's Darlings, without a doubt, with all these calls they keep getting. But I'm just telling you, from their characters on the ice, the way that they play, the identifiability of the guys. I mean, Murray, you wouldn't know Eric Pietrangelo from Tarasenko if, you know, they bit you on the ass. You know Brent Burns. You know Eric Carlson. You know Joe Thornton.
Yeah, and I've learned to hate that team, too. And I see there's an article that just posted on ESPN a little while ago ahead of tonight's game. They're all upset because they don't like people saying they're lucky, the Sharks. You are. You have a horseshoe firmly entrenched up your keister.
Seriously, though,
asterisk
they do.
Asterisk Sharks. I mean, hate
that,
them.
That horseshoe's like, it's coming out of freaking Brent Burns' mouth. It's so far up there.
Again, we're going to have a week to break it all down because that's the only hockey we're watching for the next week is Sharks-Blues, so get used to it. Watch 55 on St. Louis. Parayko. What a moose that guy is. What a beast.
That's why they traded Shattenkirk.
So that's what's coming up. There's your Bruins reset. To your calls on everything right after these words and a freebie. Caller 10, I almost got abused. Almost got taken out back by Jimmy and beaten about the face with a moist sausage. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets for WWE SmackDown Live, returning to the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence May 21st. Don't miss all of your favorite SmackDown superstars. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com. Also, don't forget to listen to Jimmy's Wrestling Inside the Ropes podcast on 98.5thesportshub.com and the app. Back with more right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B.O.B. Boob.
Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth game is always the toughest one to win. So it's about making sure we bear down and we play the right way and we play for a full 60 tonight.
High slot Williams walking down the gun, shoots and rests, flashed up the glove, take it away.
You know, I thought we played a great game. I didn't have to do a whole lot today, a couple of saves, but you know, we defended really, really well today.
Shoots deflected, they score! 88, able to redirect it home. David Pastrnak slams it in to the right circle, controlled by Pastrnak, centered, fired, they score! Patrice Bergeron, puck intercepted by the Bruins, out in front, Pastrnak shoots, they score! Patrice Bergeron, after the puck was turned over.
The reason we've been successful is because we've had each line and every D pairing step up and play big in big situations.
Here's Marchand, he'll wheel over the line into the slot, shoots, he scores!
How about that?
The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in four straight.
We've got an excellent togetherness. We're actually battling for each other for the guy. We don't want to let the guy next to us down. We don't want to have a mistake be our fault. Or, you know, if we have a mistake, someone else is picking us up. And that sort of camaraderie and that sort of dedication really takes you to the next level. And we've seen that here for three rounds and one round ago.
Proud of the guys, especially the way we played today. They've earned the right to be there, or we've earned the right to be where we are and to go to the Stanley Cup Final. We've beaten three good teams. You know, there's some unfinished business, so that's part of the emotion that you want to keep in check. You want to enjoy it, but also understand that, and I think our guys understand that there's still four more steps to take.
All right, Jimmy's great look back there at game four, the sweep of the wretched Carolina Hurricanes. They ruined my Stanley Cup playoff experience for a little bit there.
That stupid siren.
Just a little. I mean, like, the Patriots fan, a lot of them don't care, so maybe the Bruins fans don't care either. But, you know, every year with the Patriots, sometimes more than 1 week, you'll be in a divisional game or a conference final, and it's some nothing tomato can blah game.
Even when the competition's supposed to be better, like this year with the Chargers, who I thought was going to be a tough out.
What a joke.
And they got their doors blown off.
And now that happened to the Bruins in the Stanley Cup. Is not supposed to happen in hockey, but boy, did that just, that was a four-game tomato can. That was a four-game tomato can. It was a four-game.
Games one and three were kind of interesting.
Saturday night, Gillette Stadium, divisional round, tomato can.
Tennessee Titans.
Garbage playoff series.
Oh, that was Hunt's tomato can. That's what that was. Seriously, it was bad.
All right, back to your phones. As promised, thanks for hanging on, everybody. Mike in Kentucky. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about it yesterday, comparing this team to 2011 and 2013. And I think you got to say this team is definitely better. I think Tuca is just calm, and he is there's nothing that's getting by him. And I think he proved it last night on that Justin Williams shot. I think our first line is elite. I don't think you could say that we had an elite line back in those other years. And I think that you got to think about David Backus as kind of like a recce kind of guy, but I think he's better. I actually think that I wish Cassidy would give him more ice time than what he has been giving him.
Okay, so I think Backus and recce are... I thought recce at the time should have been benched. He wasn't. They played him every night. You're going to call that a wash. Your first line now is better, for sure. I'm not giving you Rask over Thomas. At best, that's going to be a wash. At best, and Rask has to go another round for that to be a wash. I think the 11 team was better. But I think in time, you're going to look back at this team and say they might have had more, this team might have more Hall of Famers because I think some guys are trending towards it. What's, you know, and I take 11 too because you still have Chara, but Chara was much better in 11 than he is now. Much. Krejci was much better in 11.
The 11 team was better. I know people that get caught up in sort of the immediacy of it all, and there's a recency bias and all that other stuff. The 11 team was better than this team. But that doesn't mean that these guys aren't likable and that they don't deserve it. They played their asses off.
Mike in the truck, your Bruins slot for us.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have touched on it or not, but speaking of touch, no touchy.
No touchy, that's right, no touchy.
And
not even close.
More than a superstitious thing. Do you really want to be the guy to parade that thing around? No. You take that thing, you throw it in the closet with your kids' participation trophies. That's not what we're here for. We want the cup. We want the cup!
Okay, Mike. Don't chant that at me, though.
I'm with him, though. Like, the whole idea is you're not going for some consolation prize, you know, where you get the, what is in football, the Lamar Hunt trophy for winning the AFC?
That's right.
Like, who gives a rat's ass? Like, you don't hang a banner for that. I mean, some places do, but not here, not anymore. Again, this is 18 trips to the finals. 18. They've won 12 of the previous 17 Boston teams.
They've
now.
They've been Boston.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're going to get excited about the 18th trip to the finals or the 13th championship. To me, you're going for 13 here. That's what you're going for.
It's just, but even beyond that, even if this was their first trip to the finals, it's a superstition thing. Chara sets the tone. He didn't touch it the previous two times. They weren't touching it this time, and that's just the way it goes. And those hockey players buy into all that superstition, man. Like, you know, when they're going down the tunnel, just even coming on the ice, every little hand slap and toe tap and stick tap is all sort of a prearranged little bit.
Orchestrated.
Do you remember what Bork used to do before every opening faceoff?
No.
Yeah, he had this whole routine where he'd circle back to the goalie, hit him shoulder, pad, pad, left, right. He had this whole little thing that he'd tap him. He's really OCD, like tap every little thing in the exact fashion, then skate back to the blue line and drop the puck. Like, he did it every game. These guys are nuts when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I can understand why a guy like that would do it, because he didn't have much ability.
Mike and Woburn, what do you got for us? Your comment line, I have no idea what it means. Frazier on blown calls.
Oh, okay. Just one comment, Mike, on the 2011 team. One area where this team is clearly better, the third pairing defenseman, this team has guys that actually contribute.
As opposed to Cabrillet?
Oh, my God. You know, I think Claude actually told him the wrong game time for Game 7 in Vancouver. You know, he played only 7 minutes in that game. I think it was 7 minutes. That was less than Sean Thornton.
So he would say, Mike, you're right, but the second pairing was better in 11, Ferentz, Boychuk.
Yeah, I think I would give a nod to them. And then 13, the wheels were starting to fall off Seidenberg and Ferentz, for that matter. Boychuk and Chara were the two guys that were left. I don't even remember who the third pair were. And then he started. Oh, yeah, it was Krug and Bartkowski.
Oh, yes.
I might give the nod to this squad over 13, too, because the wear and tear had started to show. The Carey Fraser comment. So he went on Twitter because some of his buddies in stripes were rightfully getting pilloried for blowing games. Hold on. I got to pull this tweet up.
So Carey Fraser, being the former NHL ref, folks, he had red hair that he slicked back. He was very recognizable.
Well, he is single-handedly responsible for at least half of that ozone hole down below New Zealand.
Mike, I have it here if you want me to read it.
Yes, please do, because I don't want to murder anybody on the road here.
I'm sick of hearing from those that think the solution to the NHL's ongoing officiating woes is to add more video review. Next will be robots. Maybe teach, coach, and accountability? But who?
Like, first of all, hey, Carey Fraser, how about you teach yourself some grammar? Because that's a terrible tweet. Second of all, accountability? The refs show up, ruin a game, and then walk off the ice like nothing happened. The only ref or ump I've ever seen take it on the chin from the press after they ruined something was Jim Joyce, after he ruined that guy's perfect game. That's the only guy I've ever seen take it from the press. These guys wreck stuff and just go home. It's like they punch a clock, and you're not. Is the media even allowed to ask Mark Jonette when he had his last eye exam?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna cut you off, Mike. I'm not sure if there wasn't a pool report the other night, was there?
Not that I'm aware of. I didn't see any comments.
I didn't see anything. That's a league thing. They make them available or they don't. I don't even think that's up to the ref. And then they let in one guy who can ask a handful of questions, and then everyone uses that, the pool report. So I didn't even see that the other night.
Yeah, they didn't make them available because they were too busy firing them for the rest of the postseason.
Matt in Dedham on Kraft. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Felger. Hey, Murray. Love y'all's show, man. First time caller. Y'all were talking about how she was finding them keys. I want to know y'all's opinion. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang up now before you even ask the question.
That's a fake accent.
There was a development in the Kraft thing just now, right?
Yeah, correct. According to a notice filed in state court today, Florida prosecutors will appeal the judge's decision to suppress the video evidence in Robert Kraft's solicitation of prosecution case.
So it continues.
Prostitution case.
They're not going to drop it. Prosecutors aren't going to drop it.
Correct.
But this was sort of predicted on some level, wasn't it? Didn't TJ Quinn say this is probably the most likely scenario in terms of how the prosecution would respond? Because,
you can still have it out there as a negotiating, this is still ongoing. Well, what do you have to offer? Well, we'll drop the appeal. I don't know. I've heard others say, I can't remember who said it, that it's super expensive. That, now the state has to prepare an appellate case and blah, blah, blah for misdemeanors. What are you fighting here for misdemeanors? I don't know. I think there's an important precedent there for the prosecutors. How do you bust the Johns? How do you bust up these massage parlors if you can't get evidence of it? And if you can't get in the room, how do you? Gasper was talking about this before.
No, he made a good point though. Like, if you're not watching everybody, how do you know who's breaking the law?
And if you're not watching the massage, how do you know if the massage is illicit? And if no one's going to testify, then how do you? I mean, I don't know. So, I mean, I can see why the state's doing it, but I guess the long story short is it wasn't dismissed today. I thought they had the status hearing, and I thought the thing was going to be dismissed today. And it's not. It just goes on and on. Here's Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, we'll enjoy this, but yeah, we've already talked about when we think we might know the scenarios. So, but it's going to be, there's going to be time off. I don't think we could start any earlier than a week from now. So that's a long stretch for us. So we'll sit down, probably make a call or two, maybe to someone who's been down this road and see how they handled it. We do have Black Aces, a group. Would we scrimmage, you know, one day to try to keep the edge? But even then, if you scrimmage, are guys really going to be physical against one another? They're not. So, you know, I don't have a great answer right now. That's why we'll have to sit down internally, see what the best fit is, and ask the guys in the room. They went through it in 11. They swept Philadelphia, I believe, in the second round before they played Tampa. So they might have a good idea of how, you know, what affected them and what the best course of action would be.
I'm sorry. Scrimmaging against Lee Stepniak's not going to do it. Scrimmaging against Carson Coleman and the Black Aces is not going to get you ready for Pavelski and Couture and Brent Burns.
Lee Stempniak.
Not going to. Nothing you can do.
You're just kind of stuck with it.
It's nothing
just,
you can do.
It's just the reality of it. Like, you know, you're faced with the, you know, it's not even a decision, but a scenario in it which you sweep a series, but you have to wait longer. So what are you going to do? Milk it? Stretch it out? Go to six games? Run the risk of blowing it? You can't do it that way.
It just is what it is. Is what it is.
I blame Carolina.
And me too. What a suckbag opponent that was. Good God. Again, can I get my playoffs back now, please? Can I go back to watching playoff games? Watching St. Louis, San Jose just to get my fix. What was I just going to say? Oh, so again, all the data about the long layoff, hurting the team with the long layoff. Does that make you root for San Jose blowing out St. Louis now in these next two games and getting a long layoff themselves?
Yes.
See, I still say no.
I'll tell you why.
Even though the data is against me, I still feel like let them beat the crap out of each other for seven games and you'll be better off. But that's obviously the numbers don't back that up. Go ahead.
No, so I wanted San Jose to win. If I had felt differently, I would say, yeah, let them go seven and beat the crap out of each other because I don't care about the opponents. So I'm giving you a purely selfish, biased account. Like, I look at it and say, if it's going to be San Jose, we might as well know now. Rub it out. You know, let them rub out the blues.
You got it.
And then, you know, we'll see. They get 4 days off and we'll see what everybody looks like next weekend. You know, like, that, to me, that would be the preferred route.
I want seven games. I want triple overtimes in there, four overtimes. Beat the bag out of each other. That's the best case scenario to me.
Okay, that game four is tonight, so we'll get some hockey tonight, some real playoff hockey. Paul in Maine, your thoughts, Paul.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, guys. Geez, last night the Bruins played like a video game, for crying out loud. Unbelievable. After game three, that period one performance, Barry Melrose compared Tuukka to Dominic Hasek. So I guess my question is the Tuukkanator going to be most vulnerable to rust? I know, Michael, you're an ex-high school goalie. So,
Oh, yeah, no, I'm a good guy to ask. Yeah, I'm that guy. I'll tell you. The Just talking to Amonte last night, and Cassidy said it again last night as well, they're least worried about the goalie. They say it's about the skaters. The skaters cannot, it's just impossible to approximate those playoff games. And the longer the layoff, the farther behind you fall, and there's nothing you can do about it if you're a skater. They say goalies, it's different. You're with your goalie coach, you're still seeing the puck, you're blah, blah, blah. So I have no idea. We'll base it on them. It still worries me, though, because Rask is in such a freaking zone that you don't want to do anything. One night off, hockey. Two nights off, hockey. One night off, hockey. That's what he's been doing for a month, and it's working pretty well.
If I were the Bruins right now on every level, I wouldn't want to change a thing. Seriously, I'd want to keep going. Play every night. And I know there are guys on that team that can benefit from the days off, whether it's, Chara, who obviously missed game four last night, Bergeron, who's getting up there, Krejci. Like, this is a lot of hockey for those guys. I get it. So you want to tell me that they could rest 3 days? Fine. But like 10?
It's going to be 11.
That's
probably
a long time.
Ryan in Westford on Kraft. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, so, Felger, I agree with you 99% of the time on everything, but I totally don't get your point on this. It's obvious the evidence was illegally obtained. The video is not human trafficking. Would you not fight for a case if the video and evidence against you was illegally obtained? It's been said over and over again.
No, I would not. If they offered to drop it and seal the video, I would drop it.
So you're gonna go ahead and take a plea when you know that the evidence against you was illegally obtained? You're not going to fight for everything you can?
If they offered me the same deal, I'd take it. They're dropping the charges. You're not pleading anything. You're not being convicted of anything. There's not even a charge, and they're sealing the record, and it's over. I went there for sex and paid for sex. I'm ultimately guilty.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't think... It almost sounds like you guys are being a little bit of kind of like bootlickers. I mean, I'm pro-cop and everything, but if this case just stinks like corruption, it stinks like everything was illegally obtained. And
it doesn't stink that bad, Ryan.
If they're coming against me.
Hey, Ryan, let me ask you. Do you think he went for sex and paid for sex?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so then he's guilty. So then he didn't. And so just because you get off on some technicality, I mean, would I take the technicality? I don't know. Not if they offered to drop it first. Why would I fight the technicality when I'm getting the same result? All because I would have to take a class?
Because you have a conscience.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's what changes it for me. It's not like they're threatening to throw him in jail or give him a police record. They offered to drop the entire thing, not even a charge. And again, it seals the video. So what am I ultimately fighting? I end up in the same place. It's just a pride thing or a competition thing.
Or a power thing
or whatever. It'd be different if they weren't dropping the charges and sealing the video.
I mean, see, to me, again, the thing you come to at the end is, what do you think was going on there? And like, so what are you getting out of it for?
And
you got busted.
And it's inherently dishonest. I'm just not that guy. If I went to cavort with the prostitute and got nabbed, if I just went on the wrong day, which is what Robert did, he went on the wrong days. And he just got nabbed. Bad luck, bad timing. But he went for sex and paid for sex. That's against the law. I wouldn't come out there with my high-priced lawyer and say I didn't do anything against the law. No, I wouldn't do that. That's not me, but that's probably why I'll never be a billionaire. Because sometimes I just take the hit when I'm wrong. So, I mean, what can I tell you? That's the answer to that. Nothing would be complete without a little Tom and Quincy on the Red Sox. Big series coming up against the Astros. What do you think of it, Tom?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Hey, I got to be honest with you. I haven't been this friggin' nervous all year to play a team like this because I think this might be the first series of the year where my main concern isn't the suck bag of a bullpen that we have. Because
what's your main concern in this series?
Houston's lineup, Houston's starting staff. I mean, I think we lucked out because I think we ducked Verlander. But you got to face Garrett Cole tonight. They're nasty, and that lineup is sick. So the pitching staff's going to have their hands full from Porcello tonight to the who the hell knows they got going, TBD tomorrow. I can't even imagine. Probably the Josh Smith of the world. And then Sale goes on Sunday. So I don't mind Sunday because I think the kid Peacock is pitching, which, he's not Verlander, he's not Cole, but I'm a little nervous. If they can win the series, I mean, God forbid, if they sweep, holy man, I would be over the moon. But
So let me stop you, Tom. It would show you something. You know Houston has the ass from last year.
No question. This is why, like, to me, this is a revealing weekend. There are certain snapshots during the course of the year that you can take of a team and say, you know, where do they stand? And this is one of them now for the Red Sox. Do you realize how bad their schedule has been here in the first 43 games? I mean, I'm talking like dog crap. Seriously, dog food. Who have they played in the early part of the year?
Who is there to play, Mass?
Okay, so they had a couple of Tampa series and the one in New York.
And when the season started, those teams out west were good. Seattle got off to a good start. Oakland got off to a good start, I think.
Yeah. Okay, but again, I would say take it in the aggregate now. Look at what they are.
No, I look at it at the time, how those teams were playing at the time.
How are the Red Sox playing at the time?
No, but you're not. That wasn't the question. The question was the competition.
The point is the Red Sox were playing like garbage then. And so now the competition, they've gotten themselves back to 500.
See what Mass just did?
Yeah,
he moved the goalposts.
He
you
really
were talking about
did.
The competition. When you played Seattle and Oakland, they were playing well. It doesn't matter what the record is now.
Yeah, I'm not sure that those teams are any good. I think that had more to do with the Red Sox playing badly than it did anything else. Their starting pitching was so bad.
I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm getting at. So I look at it and I say that they've played really three series against good teams. Three. They've lost two of them and they get swept in both. Right? They get swept in New York. It was a two-gamer. And they get swept here against Tampa. And it was a two-gamer. Now, granted, they did go to Tampa and win three. But even so, like, I just look at it and say, okay, if they're out of it now, let's see what they look like.
Okay. Should be a litmus test kind of series. All right? And I think it's not their fault. The league's so bad that there's very few of them that come along. And so here's one of them. Mike and Franklin on the Bruins. Hi, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, guys. You know what? I called in to talk about the future, and I will for the Bruins. But I just one quick comment on the Rask business. I think good goalies, really good goalies, get better with age. And Rask has shown this year from the nonsense at the beginning of the year with the personal, taking the personal days and straightening it out, his stuff, to the rest of the year. I think he's shown that he can have a bad period, a couple of bad goals, and he's got a iron backbone. He'll come back, he'll suck it up, and so I think he's going to be good for this Stanley Cup series, and that's even if he has a bad period or a bad game.
Okay, I hope you're right, and maybe there's certain goalies who do. Absolutely. Brodeur played at a high level. I mean, Thomas won at 36.
Yep.
And sort of came out of nowhere, so that's not unusual for a guy a little older to peak. Or, you know, it's like the quarterback thing, like you get, you know.
Well, goalie, too. I'm sorry to cut you off. To me, that's one of those positions where, like, the maturity of dealing with the mistake is a huge asset. And so, you know, you get into your 30s and you say, all right, so fine, I let up a goal. We still got 48 minutes to play. Like, it's the first period. We'll figure it out. And this Bruins team has that quality to begin with. So maybe that's it with Rask. Maybe before he'd see one would leak by and then all of a sudden, you know, the whole game becomes in question. Now, if there's a softer goal that we don't love like the other night in Carolina in game three, that's it. Not another one's going in.
Final word coming your way next. What do we got, Jimmy? Freshies?
We have a fresh sound that Hardy just sent.
So we don't know what it is.
It's got a label on it. Do you want me to tell you the label?
Oh, he doesn't want to give it away.
No, I know. I want to tease it. Was it Maz or me?
I don't know because I haven't heard it yet. I literally just got it in my email right now.
I was told it was just coming down the pike right around like 5:45. Okay.
Really? That
Whatever.
Late, huh?
It's fresh material from someone losing their mind this week. That's what it has to be. It usually is. Hardy's fine work in the final word right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here if you're a small business.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. All right, so this just came in.
Looking forward to it.
Hot off the Pro Tools, put
here,
together.
Give us a hint, because I always like trying to look back and find our stupidest moment during the week.
Yeah, give me a hint.
Well, Maz and I were on the right side of history with this topic, whereas you talked down to us like we were a couple of idiots.
Oh, sure, about Ernst & Young.
Yes.
Oh, the lottery being fixed. It's a natural.
Yeah, that is correct. Here is an NBA draft lottery recap put together by Hardy.
I mean, seriously, when there is that kind of pattern, and I'm not talking about the one that Mike from Woburn rattled off, but LeBron leaves Cleveland in the lurch. They get the number one pick. Now Anthony Davis is on his way out of New Orleans, and they get the number one pick.
So they magnetize the ping pong balls.
I don't know what they
maybe
do.
Maybe there's a laser printer in
maybe
there.
They, maybe they
laser printer?
Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe they rub them on their hair and create the electricity that way. I have no idea. What? Create the electricity that way.
Current flowing to and fro makes a circuit of
the electricity.
Electricity.
I'm just telling you, somehow, some way, the thing is monkeyed with.
Adam in Bridgewater. Hi, Adam.
You guys are so close. The lottery is rigged, and here's why. It got everything to do with the suction air pressure versus the mass slash volume slash weight of the ball. 1, 2, 3, 4, like Matt says, right? Number one, ball is hollow, completely hollow. Number two, one drop of water, for example. Number three, two drops of water. Number four, three drops of water.
Okay. See what you've done?
You don't think that that's possible?
This is not InfoWars. We're not. Is Alex Jones? Is that his name?
Yeah, Alex Jones.
We have fun.
The NBA lottery is a false flag conspiracy.
So, like, we make fun of that. You're serious, though.
They freeze the balls.
They put Freon gas in them.
Phil and Melrose, go.
Yeah, I don't know about hollow ping pong balls, but I interned with Ernst & Young for almost 2 years.
I trust this guy.
And trust me, if there's anyone who's going to do their best to help you with fixing a lottery, it's them. They're not corrupt. They're just very good at their job.
They're fixers.
So they magnetize the ping pong balls.
Maybe there's a laser printer in there.
Maybe they laser printer?
One drop of water, for example.
They're not corrupt.
Create the electricity that way. I have no idea.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, that pretty much captured it.
That is so good, Hardy.
Check the electricity.
Oh, I love that to death.
Slur my words. I'm punch drunk.
Oh, my God. You've got to save that. So whenever there's a lottery issue, we've got to have that. Please. Got to have that. Don't let me forget that.
Not saying they're corrupt, but they're wicked.
They're very good at their jobs.
Give me more, Murray.
They're rather wicked. That's what I had to say. I interned for 2 years. In other words, I was not being properly paid. I was interning, just working for free. So they're not corrupt, just a wee bit wicked and cheeky. I love that guy.
I know, I do too. I love that guy. I think he should call more often. Listen, I believe him.
So good. All right, baseball reporters, what do we got there, Anthony?
So we got a couple of things. The Red Sox, obviously, a couple off days this week, including last night, but they're back on the field tonight, and the Houston Astros are in town. First good litmus test for the Red Sox. the last two World Series champions, basically, at Fenway Park tonight. So we'll give you a preview of that series. And David Cone, Yankees broadcaster, will join the program. We'll have him on, and we'll fill you in on the latest coming out of Fenway Park.
Okay, here comes Maz and the Red Sox and the baseball reporters. We're back at it. I would tease a game over the weekend, but we have none because it was a tomato can of Hurricanes. So there's no hockey other than Blues and Sharks, and there's no basketball.
Because the Celtics are out.
Because the Celtics ruined our spring.
And oh, we got Revs Montreal tomorrow, though.
The debut of Bruce Arena.
Yeah.
Yep. I wonder if the Revs can get through this one without giving up six goals.
Okay, enjoy your weekend. Sports free, and we're back at Monday at 2 to talk about all of nothing that goes on.
Bye.
Red Sox Astros, bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.